Side Stories from Manila Memorial. World leaders braved heavy rain on Wednesday to attend the Nelson Mandela Memorial Ceremony in the National Stadium in Johannesburg, South Africa. Much was written about the ceremony itself, but two rather unusual side stories got almost as much attention. First, Denmark's Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt, Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron, and U.S. President Barack Obama were sitting next to each other, and during a break in the ceremony, they did what hundreds of others in the crowd had probably done before them. They took a selfie. That may be fine for ordinary people, but not so fine for world leaders, it appears, and the three leaders were immediately the target of severe criticism. A much more bizarre incident occurred while President Obama made his speech. Next to him, a man was standing and apparently interpreting the speech in sign language for the deaf. But the deaf people who saw him recognized immediately that the man did not know what he was doing. He wasn't even doing anything. There was not one sign there, nothing. He was literally flapping his arms around, said an angry Kara Loning, Director of Sign Language Education and Development in Cape Town. He looked like he was trying to swat a few flies away from his face and his head. Exactly how he was able to stand only a meter or two away from the president is not clear. He was later identified as Thamsang Kwa Jangji, who had a simple explanation for his actions. He is mentally ill, he said. He explained that he had a sudden attack of schizophrenia. He told the Johannesburg daily newspaper, The Star, that he lost concentration, started hearing voices, and hallucinating. There was nothing I could do. I was alone in a very dangerous situation, he said. I tried to control myself and not show the world what was going on. I'm very sorry. It's the situation I found myself in, he added.